We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I would say so that things have changed. And yes, we've had conversations with James, good conversations, as I've mentioned before. The information that we're getting is that he is moving in the direction of practicing today. So, you know, we'll see in a few minutes here, but that's the information we've got. I don't think it's necessary to get into the weeds on it. The most important thing is that he is expected to practice, and I'm rather confident that that's going to happen.
Sean McDermott on James Cook. Things have changed. Who's ready to play? It's like a game show. Get what's cooking? Studio audience claps. Time to play. What's cooking? Your guess what happens today. James Cook is there. No new deal in place. He's practicing. And if he speaks about it after practice, it'll be, just want to be out here with my teammates.
Yep.
Anything else? I just want to be out here with my teammates. And he'll just say that five times, and we'll be in the same spot tomorrow.
And I'll predict he's not out there.
Wow.
I don't think he'll be out there. I don't think it's that different than what he said the other day. By the way, Terry McLaurin at Washington practiced today, but he's not practicing.
The difference is that the last day of camp, he said, I expect everybody out there. And today he was asked to clarify and said, I spoke with him. Things have changed. But then you're right. He did say he's moving in the direction of practicing. In the same way that Curtis Samuel is moving in the direction of practicing and seemingly never practices.
Right, like we are one day closer to the next time he'll practice. There's no disputing that.
It's kind of like Mike McDaniel saying one day closer to death. You know, like, it's kind of the same thing. That's right. We are one day closer to something else happening.
Yeah, moving in the direction of practicing could mean, I think, a lot of things.
Right.
And the core comment is expecting him to practice. And what we already know, I think, is that in McDermott's language, that means he expects everybody that's healthy to practice. So that part of the comment I can almost just throw out. It's then how much do you want to believe, I think things have changed. Are things changed that he warmed up in the preseason on Saturday? And maybe that gives him a further belief that he could be on the field? I don't know. I don't think he's going to be out there, though.
I think he will.
Quickest bet board of all time?
Yeah.
All right.
What do you want, $5?
Sure.
Bet.
Bang.
We don't have to put it on the bet board, though, because we probably will have the information any second.
Within minutes.
We do have room, though.
This feels like an easy $5 for me. You don't even want odds?
I don't even want odds.
Joe,
you think he's not?
I think he's, yeah. I think he was dancing around something there.
All right, I'll bet it with you, too.
All right.
$5. All right, look at this. I can win $10. Come on, James Cook. If enough of us make this bet, and he does practice,
we can come up with the $15
million. Yeah, which is it. We've solved the James Cook problem.
Group funding, the
yes.
James Cook contract.
We all just bet $5 and gave him the money.
I think that might be a violation of the CBA. I'm not actually sure.
Oh, tell that to Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's right. What did he have? What did he do? His teammates He had his teammates pay for his business.
Yes.
For his...
something like that.
He had his teammates pay for his business's services, the TB12, whatever.
He's in all kinds of nefarious activity, him. The Miami thing was weird, too. The ownership thing, right?
All of it.
It's all weird.
Yeah.
Here it is. See, like, McDermott would also...
Wait, do we have any details what qualifies as him? If he's in street clothes, he's obviously,
he's practicing. He's practicing.
Yeah, practicing.
Okay. So here's one more thing on this before we find out if he does. McDermott, by saying this, knows and would have known from Friday that the internet gets the quote, he will practice, and it's Pro Football Talk already up. Cook will practice. If Cook doesn't practice, this all becomes officially. And I don't think it's gone all the way to this. If he does not practice today after what the coach just said, then it is officially a full-on cluster bleep. Full mess. You can't have the coach saying, I expect him to practice. I expect everybody to practice. Then he doesn't. You can't 4 days later say, we had good conversations. Things have changed. He will practice.
Mm-hmm.
And then he doesn't again. At that point, it becomes full-on, I don't want to go clown show.
Well,
it's a mess. It becomes a full mess.
It would be a message to James Cook. If McDermott, every time he did a press conference, from now until Cook returns to practice, if every press conference he started it with, I expect James Cook to practice today.
He didn't say that. He said he will. He was asked to clarify.
I expect that James Cook will practice today.
Yeah.
Right. If he says that every time to start a press conference and he's not out there, that's a message to James Cook that we're not happy that you're doing it this way.
If he does that every day and he doesn't, then he looks like a fool.
He's sending a message to the running back that I think you should be out here and you're not.
You can't do that. You can't, as an organization, send a message to a player by going out there and looking like you don't know what's going to happen every day. The Bills can't, as an organization, represent that they don't know what's going to happen.
Don't.
If they know,
they don't.
They should say it, and the pressure is the same.
He said just now he doesn't know. He wouldn't say he'll be out there. He said, I think he's moving in the direction of
practicing.
Let's
pull up the quote again.
Yeah.
Again, who wants to play? What's cooking? I'm going to find this. Somebody just sent me that shit. Yeah, let's get one more time with the clarification.
I would say so. I would say so that things have changed. And yes, we've had conversations with James, good conversations, as I've mentioned before. The information that we're getting is that he is moving in the direction of practicing today. So, you know, we'll see in a few minutes here, but that's the information we've got.
Yeah, we've been told he will. We have been told he will.
And were they told last week that he would?
No, they were not.
Schefter, I'm getting...
No, on the chat, that is fake.
Okay.
That is fake. Yeah, not true. If you see somebody wrote something in the chat, that is not correct. Because I checked. We are told that he will. If you are the team that walks out every day and says, they told us he will,
but they don't.
You can't look like you are being lied to, and you can't look
but
like
by
you're
not saying he's going to be out there, like definitively, and saying, searching for those words of he's moved. That quote cuts out 10 seconds of him trying to search for words
to explain
how James Cook's going to be out there. He doesn't want to just say he'll be out there because even if Cook's telling him that, they don't know.
He's the reason he's doing that 10 seconds and not saying it is because he's avoid trying to do the thing you're saying he's doing. He's trying to avoid saying he will be out there and being wrong.
By saying
moving in this direction.
Because
that's why
not,
we've been told, because he's gonna be out there.
Because he's not sure.
You want to buy out of this bet for $4 right now?
No, because he's not sure. If he was 100% confident James Cook would be out there, he would have said it definitively.
Well, he can't be because he's been lied to before.
Exactly. That is equal to they don't know.
Right. So what you're suggesting is that what they would do is not be lied to, but he would say it as if he's being lied to every day to put pressure on the running back. To which I say, you look stupid if you do that. You said if they come out every day and say this, and he doesn't practice every day, they're sending him a message. And I'm telling you, if they did that every day, the message would be, we're being lied to every day, and we're believing it.
Unless they think it looks bad on Cook.
He's just going to practice. I think we're 4 minutes away from finding out, right?
If he's going to be out there.
We got to get close.
I actually am surprised we haven't had it yet. Their listed time for practice was 9:30. So, and it's 9:42.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know. Is this going to be one of those where we don't find out till 10:02?
I don't know what the rules are.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't, like, I'm tweeting and all this.
No Malik Nabers at practice. Meanwhile, in New York. This guy. Just get him on the, what's his problem? He's got injuries.
He does.
Worried about Jaden Reed? Your guy Jaden Reed out in Green Bay? Sounds like I don't think he's playing week one.
I traded him. He's no longer my guy.
Oh, right.
I still like him just fine, but I traded him away.
Okay, so you're, in not, a deal, you're, so you're not worried about it.
In a deal to get Nabers. So, you know. No.
Well, Neighbors is just like a nagging thing.
Yeah, it's fine.
Meanwhile, no. Reed's like in a walking boot. So,
let's check in once again with Owen Parks the Bus.
Yes.
Did we say it was called that? Owen Parks the Bus? Owen Parker.
We did.
Picks his Premier League team. So, Friday's the first game. Saturday, full slate.
Mm-hmm.
I do already have invites to multiple watch parties for the first game. My buddy's trying to get me to Banshee for Liverpool.
You don't want that.
Listen, you know why he doesn't want that? Because I guarantee, this is how my brother became, my brother picked a team. He did what you're doing, and he went through it, and he said, I'm going to be a Chelsea fan. He got a Pulisic shirt. He's like, I'm going to be a Chelsea fan.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
And then guess what happened? He went to a Liverpool watch party with me and a couple buddies at that bar and instantly flipped him.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Instantly flipped him, went again, and now he's all in.
Well,
if you go on Friday, I'll predict it right now. If he goes to that on Friday, he's a Liverpool fan.
Well, if he chooses a team that just won the championship, I would have questions to begin with.
That is my biggest roadblock with the Liverpool selection at this point.
Yes. But if you want the community and the a group following,
I'm getting more from the Tottenham crew.
Tottenham shares that place with us, and they do really well.
They are a loud, persistent bunch.
Yes, they are. They are obnoxious.
Like Bill's, like Bill's Mafia in the mid-2000s.
Yes. That's a good comparison.
If I may.
Yes.
I say that with love.
Yeah. They're screaming across the bar, you respect me, the whole time, as they're getting dunked on by Leeds.
Well, at least that sounds familiar.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, Nick Mendola is going to come in on Friday, chat with us about this upcoming season. He was the one that always write the article, like, which team is which? If you wanted to pick a team right now, which team is which?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are imperfect comparisons. There are some. There's the Dodgers and the Yankees. And the Liverpool's like the Eagles. I mean, they've won a bunch. They've won enough.
Liverpool, are they the Eagles?
They're the champs, and they're
feel so good about it now.
You what?
Joe doesn't feel so good about it now.
I don't know how I feel about that comparison. If the Eagles...
comparison's going to be perfect.
I know. Liverpool's like the Bills if the Bills won it. if the Bills won last year, that's Liverpool.
You're just trying to get my brain to get tricked here.
Yeah, it's not even debatable.
Because Man City's the Chiefs. and who is always finishing second to the Chiefs? The Bills. Liverpool
That's
has
Arsenal.
Finished second.
That's Arsenal.
But they haven't been competing with City as long as Liverpool has. Liverpool would have had a dynasty if City didn't break every rule in the book.
Right, just like that. The Bills would have had a dynasty.
It's possible.
I mean, Liverpool,
if the Chiefs didn't exist, it's possible.
This is quite a massaging. As Manchester City won, I'm sorry, 6 out of 7 titles,
yeah.
And you say Liverpool would have had a dynasty if not for the team that won 6 out of 7. If not for them, if not for Tiger Woods, Ernie Els would have been the GOAT.
Liverpool had the 3rd greatest Premier League season ever, or 4th greatest, and didn't win it because City exists.
Yeah, they had like 1 loss that year.
They had 1 loss and didn't win the championship.
Sorry. Yeah. All right.
I am not fighting for you to be a Liverpool fan, even though if it does sound like that.
If you don't like this, blame James Cook. Is he going to practice or not? Still waiting.
I think every minute that passes, my bet looks better and better.
It does?
I think we look great.
Every minute that passes.
Okay. I'll take that $10. What am I going to do with this $10?
That's a good question.
Put it on Friday.
I'm going to put it on
Southampton.
I'm going to put it on Southampton. That's exactly right what I'm going to do. All right. Extendo Sports coming up.
Oh, wait. We got it.
And?
Or is this the fake one that you were telling me about?
If it's a contract extension, that was fake.
James Cook is back at practice today. Oh.
$10.
We owe him $10.
Easy.
There's a picture of him in pads.
Easy. How did Schefter get that pick? He's not a practice.
We don't lose. We get James Cook back.
Is he?
Schefter's at practice?
That is odd that Schefter is
has a picture of it. Somebody sent him a picture.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. James Cook back at practice. As expected.
Yes, you could say that. He was said as expected.
That's right. All right, we'll wrap things up. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We've got some news. Cook back, and we'll see what he has to say after practice, if in fact he does speak.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.